I know. I shouldn't be like, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Black Seinfeld, show about nothing, but, you know, I'm sorry. We've been busy, man. This is show about nothing, okay? Wow. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin.
I'm Bastian Nissa.
Steve.
Mo.
Daniel. I this is my first time on Black Seinfeld.
Yeah, welcome, man. This is the official episode of you know, the goodbye season.
Yeah.
Don't call it a comeback, though.
Now, if we come back, it'll be something different.
Exactly.
Rebranding
it.
Yeah. So, if this is your first time ever listening to the show, we talk about whatever we want. You know what I'm saying? This is no filter. This is straight raw. We out here.
I mean,
and, you know, we have to explain certain things that have been going on because it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you.
Yeah.
So, let's just get straight into it, man. I'm busy, bro. I got internship.
Same.
We are WBAI. Daniel and I are WBAI. Steve, I don't want to say what you're doing because you know how you are. You can say what you're doing if you want. I think it's cool. You should let the fam know. But
nah, hey. I'll let it know. Intern at the United Nations.
Thank you.
Ooh, oh, nice. Sweet.
Bastian, he's finally getting his act together. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it, Bastian.
Yeah, you know, I'm still in school. Last year.
Woo!
I was taking extra credits of stuff I didn't need, like photography.
Okay.
You know, music money? Production. See?
Yeah. Nah, man. It's all education at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day. You know, I'm still working, so I have no free time.
Same.
I'm still in school, but no show.
So, yeah, when I'm not at the internship, y'all, I'm still at Five Guys. So I'm working. And then when I'm not at Five Guys.
Like when we pulled up on you that day, went to see Logan?
No, we went to go see Get Out.
Oh, yes, we saw Get Out.
Yep.
Yo, we pulled up on him at the city. They ordered food. It was like, yo, give us some free food. Yo, we pulled up on him.
Yeah. You guys sent some free food?
I wish I would have, but I
But your manager was there.
Exactly.
Shout out to your manager.
And another thing I'm doing now, y'all, I'm going to the gym, man. I've been going to the gym religiously.
It's
fun. Making them veins and gains out here, you know what I'm saying? I feel better, you know what I mean? I enjoy it, actually. It's actually, yeah, like
going to the gym is great.
Yo, like I'm drinking juice and
do
stuff, man.
And
like I gave up like bread,
yep,
and cheese,
up bread.
And
really?
Dairy, yeah. Like, yo,
how
I'm not ready for that.
Oh, you know, I have like my little cheat days or whatever.
Yeah. How many cheat days do you have? Because every day is a cheat day for me.
Just like
that's not good.
Sometimes it could be like once a week, but like sometimes I'll just do like twice a month or something, you know. Because the only real cheat I have is pizza. So whenever I get my little shape up on, I'll just get some pizza. All
right, cool.
Oh, jeez. Like what are you trying to do? What's the goal here? Like
my goal is I wanna be like Zac Efron. Cause
he wants to get
don't
muscle.
Get the haircut.
That dude has a great physique. Pause. Okay, I want to be like Zac Efron.
No pause. It's appreciation.
You should have let the only girl.
Shouts out to Zac Efron and his physique.
Basically,
man,
dude, when
you
go to the gym, you just want to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
You want to better your health. Me, I go to the gym too, so it's like I notice. Like before, I used to go up and downstairs and I'd be dying for air. Now it's like nothing.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
That's pretty much what I want.
It's health. It's, you know, high blood pressure runs in our Caribbean family, so
yeah,
we're trying
true,
to avoid all that.
Shout out to my low blood pressure. Oh, low blood pressure in my family.
Speaking of,
start with drinking a lot of water.
But I definitely want to talk about like why we created Black Seinfeld.
Yeah, man.
You know,
this honestly. The real reason why I created Black Seinfeld, first off, it wasn't going to be called Black Seinfeld, right? Originally, like, it was called, I called it Therapy Hour because, like, I just wanted to talk about the world and I just wanted to get my ideas out to the world because I was just tired of talking about nerd stuff all day. I mean, it's fun, but, like, it gets tiring after a while. And I felt like, you know, I should share my ideas with someone. Why not with Sebastian? Because, you know, we agree with some things and we disagree on some things and it would be, like, a great conversation to have. And then the first episode we had was back in like 2014, and it was called The Untitled Show because we didn't want any labels. And then at the end of the show, I'll never forget it, man. We were like, yeah, man, this show is like Seinfeld, man. It's a show about nothing. And I was like, yeah, you know what? But the only difference is we're black. He's like, you know what? That's the show, man. Black Seinfeld.
And that's it. Off the first episode, we found the name. And that's it.
But
so,
you know, seriousness, no. We back. We live, baby.
We live, baby. Live.
Anybody going to do the dance? Huh?
You know,
I can't argue with the dance.
Pigga, Pepper.
Daddy's home, man. About to spank some children.
I don't think I know what you guys are referencing there.
Oh, you know.
The Dan Rue.
I don't know.
Just go on Instagram.
We don't talk about memes in this show, so.
Yeah, man.
You should
know. Can we just, like, get into. Oh, here we have some ground rules for this season, all right? Ground rule number one, no Donald Trump talk.
We talk about a lot. lot of Donald Trump last season.
Exactly.
So much of it. It was hilarious.
Yes.
Now I'm getting tired.
Okay. So
and
no
now
more,
he's the president.
No more of the celebrity in tweet. Okay. Keep it moving. Next.
Yeah. Oh, and I just want to give I want to say rest in peace to Jamaica Ave. I remember coming here last week. And I was on the Ave, and I saw Starbucks being built right next to the Burger King. Gentrification is real.
Not
rest
being
in
built.
Peace.
Open.
It's open now.
Yeah, yes,
it
is.
Last week it was built.
So I can get
it
some
was
coffee?
Like it was being built.
No, it's by the Social Security office, open. I think.
So I can get some coffee.
No.
It's right next to the Burger King. Right on the Ave.
No, it's right near the Social Security building where we were with your mom.
Rest in peace.
Well, yeah.
Rest in peace, Jamaica Ave. You
well,
were one of the realest.
Well, that's cool for me. Now I can study on some nice, tasty
get some Wi-Fi.
Starbucks.
You got to bring your Mac, of
that
course.
That stuff is expensive, garbage. Though. College students, man.
I never
careful.
Wanted to.
I just need one shot.
I don't know. I don't have anything against Starbucks. I just don't like it in my community.
Facts.
Exactly.
I agree.
Hey. Got rid of it at my terminal.
Really?
Yeah. Kicked them out.
Beautiful.
No, Dunkin' Donuts is taking over, so it's lit.
Hey. I mean, Dunkin' Donuts has been popping forever.
Nah, give me some Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is the best.
We don't have Tim Hortons here, though. We have it in Old Westbury, though.
You have Tim Hortons in Old Westbury?
Yep, Old Westbury.
Y'all not Canadian?
Have it in New York.
Timmy's is the best. Like, if you go, like, when you go to,
Wait, are we talking about donuts or in general?
In general.
Oh.
Timmy's is the best. 34 Street Terminal. No
free advertising.
We talking about food and Black Seinfeld.
What's wrong with you,
man?
We didn't advertise our own jobs.
We advertise our jobs. We advertise local stuff. Like, yo, I want to give a special shout out to Don Nico's, man. I love y'all.
Yeah, shout out Don Nico's.
Authentic Mexican spot, man. They tried to give me a job there. I turned it down, though. But thank you. I appreciate it.
If we're advertising our own businesses, buy Black, bank Black. Mm-hmm. Stick with the community, man.
Stay woke.
Sometimes.
Stay woke, but a lot of
Black
people.
Person I've
no,
ever
no,
met.
No. But seriously, nah. Don't put all my old government out there. Don't put my whole government out there. Nah, but for real though, put your money back into your community. Put your money back into your community. Stop playing games. Stop giving to all these corporations that don't care about.
Absolutely. And avoid the sunken zone, man. Stay woke.
Stay woke, yo. Now you know Kanye and OJ and all those guys.
They're perfectly fine.
You see the OJ thing though on Netflix.
Oh, OJ versus America? Yo, that show
I
is beautiful.
I'll
be seeing it on my list after you
bro,
told me.
Man.
Don't put it on the list. Hey, watch it right
now. The only problem
it's
is...
It's on my list.
The problem is... the only problem is Cuba Gooding Jr. because, like...
I'm no problem with him.
I love Cuba Gooding Jr.
I love Cuba Gooding Jr., but the problem with Cuba Gooding Jr. is, like, you know it's Cuba Gooding Jr. It's like, yo, you're not OJ Simpson. You're Cuba Gooding Jr. Show me the money, Cuba.
No,
that's the only problem. Other than that, it was
he
cool.
He didn't do a bad job.
I'm not saying he did
a bad job.
You know when you look at like Brad Pitt in a movie?
Johnny Cochran.
Okay, hold on. You know when you look at Brad Pitt in a movie, okay?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, that's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Cuba Gooding Jr. That's the only problem I have. That's it.
I see what you mean. It's Brad Pitt in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's Brad Pitt. Like, yo, it's Leo DiCaprio. Like, yo,
it's Denzel Washington.
Exactly. It's Cuba Gooding Jr., dog. Gotcha. Like, you're not OJ, okay?
So, speaking of sunken place, we really have to talk about Get Out.
Oh, yes.
It's probably a very important film.
Yes. It's an important movie.
I encourage
movie of
all
our
of
time.
You to go out and see Get Out.
Especially
and avoid
if
the
you're
sunken
Black.
Place. I just want to go over the quick flaw.
Yes.
The trailer. The trailer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The trailer was the only thing that held it back a little bit.
How?
Because it spoiled too much.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It gave me too
no.
many scenes to expect while I was watching it. I knew it was going to happen.
I give you that, yes.
Okay, so but when you watched it, though, it still left...
No,
to the imagination.
The hype.
Like the TSA guy was popping.
Yeah, but that's it. But like the thing that got me to watch the movie wasn't the trailer. Mm. It was the hype for it.
Oh, okay. Right.
It was people talking about
it. Yeah.
But
I
look at
you.
Teacups differently now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Very differently.
Do you see all the Instagram videos where people are slapping teacups out of people?
Oh, y'all saw the Get Out Challenge?
I have seen the Get Out Challenge.
That was quick.
Yes.
That running
like,
dude, man.
Why
that meme
man,
started fast.
That was
that man.
It died down, but you know it started fast.
Because the guy was running routes like he was in the NFL.
Not even, man. He looked like he was.
And then
high
everybody
off
was like
man.
Slipping and falling and sliding on the floor. Like,
it's difficult to do.
I would like
I've
to say something,
I've been doing that my
guys.
Whole life, though. I don't understand how it's a challenge.
I recommend you guys seeing the movie twice because the first time, you know, like you're still unaware of certain things and you're just there to enjoy it. The second time around, you're in on certain things.
Taking notes.
So for instance, I saw it right after Power Rangers and the scene where like Chris is being introduced to Rose's parents, his friends and all that. And they're like, wow, look how strong he is. And
you're catching what they're saying.
Exactly. And I remember specifically the old man and that lady he had. No, not the blind dude.
No,
it was the old man that was in the wheelchair.
Yes, yes, yes. All right.
In the wheelchair, breathing through a tube.
Yeah.
And the woman's like, wow, look how strong he is. He was like, not bad, eh, Tom? I was like, yo, they really like, this is like.
I don't look at Bingo the same.
No.
Exactly.
I really don't.
This was basically like a breeding ground for Chris. Like, yo, we're auctioning off Chris. Come meet him. That was crazy. I thought of slavery, honestly, when I saw that scene.
That's like modern slavery.
No, but yes. You know what the cherry on the top was? When she looked at the girl, Prem, and was like, is it as good as it?
Yeah.
They say it is.
Exactly.
I'm like, they're looking for a black body.
Exactly. Which brings me to Lakeith Stanfield, bro. So Lakeith Stanfield from Atlanta, from Dope. Shouts out to Lakeith Stanfield, one of the newest dudes in Hollywood taking over the game. Basically, you know, remember the old woman he was with? That was the husband. That was her husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, like, he went over to the group, going over to the white group. He turned around. He's like, yo, check out my new body.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, this movie is so smart. Oh, stay woke.
Yeah, you won't even notice that until the end. Exactly. You feel like he's being brainwashed.
Right.
But he's not. It's not brainwashed. Oh, someone's in his body.
It's not him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, you also got to stay woke in the fact where, you know, the white girl Rose, she had the cereal and the milk separated, you know, wow. Separating the colors from the
I
white.
I was spoiled by that before I went.
Wow, that was very
deep. You really went there.
That's that literary.
And she's drinking that milk through a black straw. Stay woke. You know what I'm saying, fam?
I'm sorry. And see, that's a white sport.
See?
Because they make a lot of money. All the basketball players are not making any money in that.
She did look up the guy on the computer. She was trying to date.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
But when he
man.
Found the pictures, though,
ooh,
that was.
I was like,
the movie theater I went to was Jamaica Avenue.
How was that for you?
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
The experience there with the crowds yelling was perfect for this movie.
Right.
So the scene where he's going to get to box, everybody like, don't open the door, don't open the. What was it, like a small door? And you see, like, oh, snap, it's odd. And you see the lady's like, oh. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, oh.
Yeah. See, when that scene happened, I went with these guys. I went Steve, Mona, shouts out to Kristen and everyone else. But yeah, I was like, oh, you white devil. Everyone started laughing.
You and I were hyping it up.
Yeah,
everybody else was looking
and
at
Steve
us
was
like,
gee, what's up, man?
He was mad loud.
No, that's
an experience.
Nah, man.
Hell, I'm like,
these
white.
I was
like, nah, Steve,
and
white people don't like devils.
That's appropriate,
like,
man.
The white people in the theater, they were mad uncomfortable.
Of course.
They should be, though.
Really,
that's fine.
That was the moral of the movie. Don't date white women, man.
No, but that's the thing, though.
All right, come on. That's a little too far.
Wait, whoa, what happened?
Don't see your parents after 4 months.
True.
No, but seriously, though, for that kind of movie, it's necessary, and it's not even just the movie. What the movie represents in this climate, people need to be uncomfortable because everybody is so used to their whole position and what they play. They don't think, okay, maybe I should be uncomfortable about what's going on. Maybe I should rise up.
I'm not really a fan of horror movies at all.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's not horror, though.
It's kind of scary. It's thriller. The only thing I'll shock you is the music.
Yeah, and no, but the music, oh my God, that music is
yo,
popping.
Yo, when he used the deer head, son, that was crazy.
Yeah, trust me, you won't be afraid watching
it's not.
You
won't be. Yeah, you won't be. Horror, you'll be good, though. Yeah.
When
good.
They say horror, it's not Saw.
Okay.
It's a thriller, suspenseful that's, kind of movie.
But Saw doesn't scare me.
It's like Psycho.
Saw
for
like,
some people, it does.
It's like Psycho.
It's flawed.
Nothing too like, hard. Just
yeah.
Very light.
We're shining.
Shining. Very light.
Shining was ridiculous.
Now that we're off for Get Out, man, let's talk about some music, man. Because, you know, we love music. A lot of music. 2017 is a good year for music, man.
Kendrick.
Let's quickly talk.
Let's talk about the stuff that we missed. Like, I mean, Drake was relatively like a week ago, so.
Yeah,
let's talk about More Life.
More Life.
More. Hey. Drake is back with More Tuned for Your Head Talk, so best speak on my name, you know?
So, quick rating.
A 5 out of 10.
All right. Same.
Oh, my God.
7.
7.5.
We don't do 0.5s in the show, man.
Okay, 7. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
6.
All right. The only problem I had with it was like the last album, but Boring.
Yeah, it was Boring.
You know,
it was just
Drake, yeah, my favorite song.
You still don't like Views.
Me,
no.
Drake is mediocre to me.
Yeah, Glow is one of my favorite songs on it.
Yo, right? I was listening to that song when he hit me up in the chat. I was like, yo, I knew you would like
22.
That song.
44, only 22, Samba.
Oh, my God. 44, 22.
The first track.
Do Not Disturb. Do Not Disturb.
Portland.
Huh?
Do Not
yes,
Disturb.
Yes, yo, the flute's on Portland. No.
Shouts out to the flute on Portland.
The flute's on Portland.
The beginning on Portland.
And Passion Fruit.
No.
I hate that I like that song, man.
It's
I ain't
fine.
Gonna lie.
What about Luigi?
That song is fire.
No.
bars. You like Do Not Disturb?
I heard the album.
Yeah, like Do Not Disturb is cool.
But I heard the album 10 times, like, concentrating. You know, 5 times listening, 5 times trying to dissect it. Like, why don't I like Drake anymore? You know, like, what's going on? He sucks.
So you used to like him.
What was
your last favorite album?
If You're Reading This, It's Too Late.
And the one before that, Nothing Was the Same.
Oh, you know, I hated that. I did not like that.
It was on point.
You know me, I did not like that crap.
Yeah. Out of all of his albums, I don't like Nothing Was the Same as much. I don't.
Because the last album before that, the second one, was overproduced. I keep telling you this.
Take Care
was just overproduced.
Thank you.
That was his.
It was weak.
That was his top album, though.
That's his graduation.
Hey, I'm sorry, but that's his graduation. We hate it. When Take Care came out,
Care isn't for everybody, though. No,
it's music. But Drake subjective. In general, everything's not for everybody.
No, but seriously, Drake, though, in general, is not for
everybody. How do you think Drake can get back to being good?
Rapping. He needs to go back to 5 a.m. in Toronto.
All right, so what Drake needs to do.
Stop being British, first off.
Stop being Jamaican.
Stop Jamaican.
Go back to your old style.
Stop being Arab. Yes.
You know, punchlines is fine for Drake.
Bar for bar Drizzy.
Yeah, bar for bar. Sing too, please. Yes. Don't stop singing. That's your fine.
Hooks. You already know how I am on the singing.
Should go back to rapping more.
No. I think he should balance both. Like he said, he said he would never make a whole straight rap album. Right. I think it's fine. But what Drake needs to do is fire 40.
I'll be honest. We were talking about this at work today. You know a 40 beat is.
E40
beats are no man.
I'm not dissing 40. He's classic, but like that's his brother, right?
I'm offended on behalf
but
of my
era. He needs to change up. You know, you need to change your album by changing your executive producer.
I don't agree with Sebastian when it comes to music that much, but I agree with him on this.
Fire 40.
No, just for one album.
Don't
just to see.
Don't say fire. That's too harsh. Okay, like just leave.
Don't make him listen to
put
it.
Put 40
like,
in
yo,
the background.
I'm gonna email you the songs one week before.
Let's
the
be
album.
Fair.
Let's just make music with other people.
We're talking bars.
Yes.
And we're talking beats.
40 wasn't really on. If you're reading this.
He's executive producer for everything.
Yeah, but like he didn't make a
it
lot of
the beats.
It
doesn't matter if he makes the beats. He still touches it or he'll twist
he,
it. Or
he'll touch it.
It
in somewhere.
He'll touch it in some way.
Pause. It's like Kyle Kanye West, executive producer on Big Sean's album.
Yeah, okay. Kanye like, is still touching and fixed moving it. And touching.
He
mixing
saved
the
album.
And doing whatever. So his touch is there. Okay,
but
so
yeah, that's beats. My thing. The beats are very clunky. I didn't like how any of the songs were mixed.
Right.
In this album,
I'll give you that.
This
was better mixed than Views, but it wasn't amazing.
I don't know. Everything sounds so clunky. I'm listening to my headphones. And I switched my speakers to my headphones. Right. I still hear, like, I don't like how the snare sounds like right. or the hi-hat just sounds really off compared to the bass line. So that's how I feel about it.
And
so.
In my opinion, once I got to the 10th listen as well, I started skipping a lot of tracks. I'm like, okay, I don't care about
me
this.
Me and Gio was talking about care it. About and I noticed one. With me and Gio, we didn't get a lot of the singing songs.
No.
We just got me and him to download all the rapping songs.
Yeah. Oh, right?
Basically, yeah. I did what Sebastian told me to do. He was like, yo, make a playlist of the 22 tracks, pick like half of what you like, and then you'll enjoy
that's
better.
That's exactly what me and him did.
And I got like a 7
that's
out of
why I'm still listening to Weeknd's album, because my nine songs
Star
I chose.
Boys?
Yeah.
Starboys, though.
Ew.
My nine songs that I chose from the other 20 songs.
Right. I can't get it.
Y'all like Nav?
Please don't talk about
it. Don't talk about Nav?
Stop it.
All right, next.
That's Kendrick, King Kunta is back. Okay, let's talk about the Heart part four. Okay?
All right, so the Heart is a series that's been here since 2010 from the Kendrick Lamar EP.
Yes.
Heart Part 2 came out with OD.
Yes.
Part 3 was a promo for Good Kid, M.A.A.D City.
Yes.
And Part 4 is also a promo for the new album. I'm assuming TLC.
Yeah, hopefully. I remember Instagram, I just saw Kendrick at 4. I was like, what the heck is this? And then the next day, Kendrick dropped some fire. I wasn't expecting it. It was great. He went at Big Sean. Allegedly. Okay. I think, is it a general census now that it's Big Sean or Drake?
I think it's both.
No, it's not alleged anymore.
I say it's both because he referenced Jay-Z is in the Hall of Fame.
That too.
But at the same time, that line is Big Sean's second album is Hall of Fame.
No, I don't think Kendrick's that deep.
No.
You think so?
To go that far, I think an album name?
Yes.
I don't think
nothing
so.
Was the same since they dropped Control. Tucked the sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
You're going to sit there and tell me he's not that deep?
Nothing was the same.
And
remember
that was on
that.
The BET Cypher. Come on.
Remember that. Remember
that's
that.
A double
no, it's
line.
Timing. It's timing. That's timing.
That is
it came out then, so you can say that. But to say Hall of Fame,
yes.
I don't really reference that.
And another thing is when he was like,
I think that's a Jay-Z.
Like somebody I know, and he did the voice, like, shut the F up. Did yeah. you notice he was talking like Sean?
Yeah, right. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Sean. That's Sean. That. Mm-hmm. That's Sean.
And then the verses.
Just beautiful. That he was writing and then he scrapped him?
Yeah, he scrapped him. But I think he's taking it. Either that's a shot at Sean, because I remember Sean said on all. I decided how many verses is it going to take?
Yeah, you got to break it down.
How many verses is it
going
to take for you guys to start catching me?
I didn't think about that.
Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, so many verses.
And another
thing about that line, too, is it's about Drake, because about the whole ghostwriting thing. Like, you can't find the style.
Ooh.
Think about it.
Break it down for them the way you broke it down for me.
That's beautiful.
Because the way
no,
you
we don't
did
have
it.
Enough time for that. We have to keep it moving.
Because we got to talk about Humble, which can tie perfectly to the L, you know what I mean? Because
the video
know, some
was
people need to be humble.
I'll be honest. I thought that song was annoying.
What?
Maybe the beginning beat? Part of it.
Because the beat, it's Mike's a Mike.
Well, before we talk about Humble, I want to talk about the beat for part four.
Oh, how the
switch
to Switch.
Up. Switch.
Oh, my Lord.
That's very important.
That beat was
the
great.
The first part, I was just like, I was just vibing, like, okay. Right?
And it says, okay. I can't wait for my fist. I was like, okay.
Me to kill you. I was like,
and then
whoa.
You hear the doom doom.
Yeah.
Yep. Doom, doom doom. And then it switched. I was like,
one, two,
four
three,
times.
Four, five.
Yeah. Yeah. I produced this music.
See, catch that.
I forgot what his name.
Huh? Four times.
Yeah, four times.
I think it was DJ Dahi.
I think it's Dahi.
Yeah, it's Dahi.
They're doing well, man. They're doing well.
No, it's like this was planned probably a week ago.
You think you
know?
So?
No, this Kendrick
writes
music
really,
really fast.
Because he dropped the
heart
part 2 days. He recorded it 2 days before it dropped.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
You know,
to say
no,
no, to say April 7th.
Yeah.
You know, you have to know. It's very hard to get the exact date, especially you don't want to be late.
That's true.
You know, like remember last time Kendrick Lamar's thing released like a whole
a week before. I remember
right,
that.
That was a problem. Yeah. But yeah.
The eye.
So yeah. So let's talk about the new single.
And then, you know, I thought that couldn't get any better. But I remember seeing on Angela Yee page. World premiere, Kendrick Lamar's new video, Humble. Wait, what?
I got it from Misinfo. I got it from Misinfo.
Shouts out to Misinfo, Angela Yee.
I like Misinfo.
I was just on Twitter when I saw, I was like, wait, Humble? Wow.
Yes.
So I have to go upstairs. This is before I left to the party. I went to a party last night. So
I know.
I was like, I saw that. It's like, oh, snap. Went to my computer, plugged into my screen, watched the video like three times before I left.
Yeah, man. Me too. Great. I saw like five.
The video didn't do really anything to like... explain the song much, in my opinion.
I thought it was just, I'm not saying it was
Kendrick
Lamar has a lot of bad videos.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't really like, go in and explain the song a lot. But
for me, when I listen to music, sometimes I just close my eyes and just like, just let it wash over me.
Yeah, okay. I feel you. That's what I did the first time.
Yeah,
now, Humble, I heard dope. The song watching the video the first time. So I guess the video kind of. Pointing me in a direction of where he wanted the flow to go.
Right.
Especially when he was talking about like women or trying to say, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff going on in that song. But I feel like it'll fit in the context of the album.
Right.
Like
you
all
gotta
the
hear it.
Right.
Like the Backstreet freestyle.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like everybody didn't like it. It's like, oh, he's selling out. But when you listen to the concept of Good Kid, M.A.A.C., it's like, oh.
That makes sense. Right. He's really freestyling.
Yeah.
It's like they went swimming pools, you know?
Ooh, yeah, exactly.
Okay. We gotta get into some important things, sir.
Speaking of being humble, let's get into the L of the week, please. This is our first ever L for the season.
See, like we've been in YC Radio for a while.
I've been in here since we've been here since 2013.
Because you got
man.
Me here.
Yeah.
You told me to come through.
I've been here
I came
since,
through.
I don't know.
Last year.
And I've been here since 2011.
Yeah, last year.
You know, we had different shows.
You know, we like to pride ourselves here at Black Seinfeld and Nerd New York. You know, we like to, you know.
We built a brand.
We like building a brand. We like building a name for ourselves. We like having young people on, you know, that's trying to get into the game
and
here.
Have them come in the show
you
and,
know, and just,
see what it's like. And we bring them on like an intern, you know?
You know, but, you know, Kendrick's song is called Humble. And, you know, some people should be humble.
And sit down.
And just sit down. So the L of the week goes to, I don't even know what the show is called, to be honest. I'm sorry. What's the show called, Brian? No, I'm serious. I don't know the name of the show.
I can't confirm or deny.
Oh, wow.
All right, so
Brian knows who you are.
No limit.
No filter. That's what's called.
No favors. No filter.
I don't know. I don't want to diss them, but they're
Daddy,
not as nice as us.
Be nice.
I mean, nah, daddy's back, so we got to spank him. You know what I'm saying? You know,
one of y'all was on the show learning all the time. Last time I remember, so.
King Kunta is we're back to claim our throne. Okay, we take a little hike. We had vacations. You know, we're busy, man. So
I understand if you think you're the best, but now we're back. Now
so
we're definitely
back.
Number one.
Exactly. Let's put it in basketball terms. You're Hakeem Olajuwon. We're Michael Jordan. Give us our ring back.
Ooh,
we're here.
That was painful.
We are here. Okay,
take that.
We run this. We own this. All right. right?
Like 2 weeks ago, Cleveland was number one, but yeah. Boston's now number one.
Oh,
so
no.
We're back.
Cleveland's back to be number one again.
Oh, just like that. Oh, well.
Dang it.
The analogy worked. Thanks.
It worked.
Thanks.
You're supposed to be on. Go to No
what?
Filter.
What?
Right? Go to No Filter. Okay?
No, it was just. No. When you're talking sports. When you're talking sports, that's my
Daniel.
Thing. No,
you're goodbye, thing. Daniel.
Get out. Get out. No, never.
He's going to edit this.
Yeah, I am.
Yep.
And cut.
All right. That's the only sound we're going to give y'all, man. This is. We ain't going to do back and forth, man, okay? Because we're not trying to give you shine, man. That's bad branding. For us,
exactly.
Anyway.
It's bad marketing.
Yeah.
Bad marketing, too.
Definitely. But respect your grind.
Yeah, we respect
you,
man.
Your hustle.
Shouts out to No Filter, man.
Then again, we inspired you.
Oh, snap. Yeah, fair enough.
We jump on the Clues Bombs.
Oh, man. We inspired you.
Man, oh, speaking of Clues Bombs, I'm sorry. Fun Flex is coming back, and I'm happy about this. I like his freestyles, man. I like his freestyles that he had. Corey Finesse was cool, man. And he had My Son, the General. I'm liking Funk Flex again, man. I'm sorry. That's just me. Y'all may have different views.
Until he does something stupid again.
Until he does something stupid again.
It's another one.
Oh, my God. I ain't sick. Flex, I like you, man. You a legend. Shouts out to Funk Flex and Free Tax Stone, man.
Free Tax, definitely.
Free and beloved.
Does anyone have anything else to say before we head out?
Well, next week we're definitely going to talk about Kendrick Lamar's album.
Yeah, bro. We definitely going
to...
Yeah. Dissect
and
into
to make
that.
This known to any of the haters. We're back, baby. We back.
We back.
We live.
Baby.
We live.
So we're
we
definitely
live.
Coming back next week.
Thanks definitely coming back, coming next, back week. Next week.
Thanks for letting me on the show this week.
Absolutely.
No problem.
And peace don't worry, guys. We got more tune for your head talk. So watch how you speak on our name, you know? Peace.
For real.
Black Seinfeld.